excited.
Well, Deacon Hoffman, where I just have to say your name so we know who we're speaking to. How long have you been a deacon?
I was ordained in 1993, 21 years.
Nice. And why did you become a deacon?
Because it fit who I already was in my life.
And did you always want to be involved in the Catholic Church when you were younger? Was it a calling a long time ago?
I grew up in the church. I worked for my parish church since I was 14. And before that, when it snowed, I would go over and shovel the sidewalks.
Right. So you were connected to...
Yeah. My grandmother was the housekeeper.
Wow. Really? Where was this?
In Norwich, Connecticut.
Wow.
St. Peter Paul's Parish.
Very nice. And what is like your favorite or most memorable experience being a deacon? Do you have one?
My most memorable experience being a deacon?
I don't know.
There are hundreds of them. I mean, my most memorable ones, I think, are helping families understand they belong in the church, either when they're coming to be married or they're having a baby baptized or they're burying someone in their family, and helping them understand this is where they belong.
Right. Do you feel people are resistant to...
No, but sometimes people have kind of lost their way and for whatever reason don't feel like church is home,
right,
like I think it is.
Right.
And they can be reminded of that, and especially how you treat them and
right,
how you invite them makes a big difference.
Have you been successful in pulling some people back on track and helping them find...
I mean, we have a number of people that have come into RCIA in our parish because we met them at somebody's baptism or wedding,
right,
or something, and started a conversation, and through that, all of a sudden, there they are, joining up.
Nice. And what about challenges? What's one of your most difficult challenges being a deacon?
I don't find it challenging at all. It's so much a part of who I am. It's just,
right,
it's what I wake up to do every day.
So if you weren't able to be a deacon anymore, you'd be upset. You'd have a hole in your heart.
That won't ever happen.
No, it won't. But I was just thinking,
yeah,
that would probably be the hardest challenge if you weren't able to maybe
do it.
You know,
told me that for whatever reason I couldn't minister anymore.
Right.
Then I wouldn't be who I am.
Right. What year did, I don't even know this, but maybe you can tell me, what year did deacons start being allowed to be part of the
first
church?
First year in the Archdiocese of Hartford we ordained deacons was 1973.
Wow.
So it's been for a while now.
Right. So a lot of the people here have been deacons since the 70s.
I serve in a parish with a deacon who was ordained in 1981. I was ordained in 93, and the younger deacon in our parish was ordained 2 years ago.
Right.
So it's kind of a nice blend.
Right. How long have you been a deacon at the parish you're in now?
I went there in 2005.
Very nice. Great. Well, thanks so much for talking to me, and maybe I can get a picture. Is that your